today in the Mount Rushmore, I think Monica is going to be our resident expert on all of this. I think you are going to be the authority on this topic.
The K92 Morning Thangs, Monday Mount Rushmore.
In the Mount Rushmore, we strive to find the four top things.
Yes.
In a category. And that doesn't necessarily mean the four best things in a category.
Nope.
Because today it's the four worst things in a category. So they're at the top of the bottom.
And I think some people may feel offended today because the things that are going to come up in this Mount Rushmore will definitely hit home with some of our listeners or us on staff.
They need to know is what it is because they are ruining everything and sometimes the truth hurts. And Monica, I do believe you are the authority on this one because what we are looking for are the four worst topics people tell stories about. So they like to talk and the topics they like to talk about and they are boring. And you don't want to hear them, and you don't know why their mouths are even moving, and words are diarrheaing out of their mouth because it's just awful.
Okay.
Don't want to hear them. I will present one to you to get it started in case you need an example, and we'll roll down. And Monica, I believe you'll agree with me in particular because you hate sports. But even as someone who loves sports, I will tell you right now that one of the worst topics that people tell stories about is their own fantasy football teams and what kind of points they need from what player to win some stupid game I don't care about this week. That's the worst.
Sports.
Ugh. Uh-huh. Oh, just, I didn't say
wait a
sports.
Minute, Monica.
Sports.
Not
what?
Sports
what? You said sports. Didn't you say sports?
He said,
I was agreeing.
He said fantasy football.
I said fantasy football stories that are, in particular, leagues that you're not in. So if you're not in them, well, I needed Pat Mahomes to score 42 points, and he only scored 41, and my opponent had the Denver defense. Kill me. Just kill me right now. I don't care.
Gosh. See, I don't know what you, I don't even hear you, because right there, I can't. I just can't. So, sports.
I agree. I think that's a good one.
But she has a... Oh, yes, all sports. I agree with you, Zach.
No. Uh-huh. Need you to listen all the way through, ma'am.
So this is audience participation, too. So if you'd like to weigh in with a topic that you think is the worst one that people tell stories about. So this is all different. Right. This is not, because politics is a terrible story, but that's a topic, but that's not a story.
It's not a story.
Right. These are the stories people like to tell that they think are interesting that are not.
And so, and since we are focusing on the story part, I'm going to say any story that involves somebody's pet. A pet story, not so much, oh, my dog peed in the kitchen. Like, that's not a story. But the whole story about how you forgot to take him out and then he did this and he did that and he whined at the door. I don't care.
The journey of the story.
I don't care. Most stories about your pet are boring.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh.
And I don't hate puppies. I love puppies. I want a dog myself.
Right.
But the stories about what they did and how they did this and how they did that. Nobody cares.
Because you weren't there and you don't really care what Dr. Fluffington said or did.
Oh, you should have seen what he did yesterday in his food bowl.
No. And at the end of the day, it's a dog. The dog is doing something a dog's supposed to do. The dog didn't answer the telephone and then leave me a voicemail. Well,
that would be a story.
Now tell me that story.
Yeah, I'd listen to
that. But everything else is dog stuff.
Okay. So these are the worst topics people tell stories about. And Monica, I know as you you hate having to listen to other people, especially if they're gonna ask questions.
Just stop it there. Just stop. He hates listening to other people.
That is true.
What kind of mess?
Period. So, I give you the floor. I feel like you're the expert on this one, too. So go ahead. What do you hate hearing stories about?
Well, stories about, I'm guilty of it, so I'll say kids. I tell, you know, we talk about our kids and what they did and what they're doing.
That's another thing.
So, I know I'm guilty of it. I'm like, oh, let me tell you what so-and-so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm, so I can also throw that
into
the pot.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was also thinking anyone's story of the trials and tribulations they had to go through with customer service on anything. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't care how long you were on hold with the airline. It doesn't matter to me at all.
And the reason yours, Zach, is so annoying is because that's the norm. Everybody who calls customer service, they're on hold for 20 minutes anyway. It's not like everybody else is 10 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds, and you got 20 minutes.
No.
No, tell me the story about when you call, you got through, and they fixed your problem.
My mom tells the whole story every time. It's like being on hold all over again. And I wasn't even part of this in the first place. And she refers to every customer service person as the girl, in case you're wondering. And then the girl said, like, the girl? This the girl has no name? And, what is this?
And real quick, to go back to Monica's about the kid thing, I actually had a friend stop talking to me at my old job because I was ignorant. I made the comment aloud that, and I said, you know what? I just don't care about other people's kids until I meet them. I just don't care. And I was talking to a mother, right? And
she's like, I hate your child's face.
Stared at me. And I was like, no, what I'm saying, I'm like, I mean, I'll love the kid once I meet them, but before I meet them,
nothing to me.
I couldn't care less.
We are trying to isolate the four worst topics that people tell stories about.
Yes.
And currently we have fantasy football, pets, kids, and customer service. And there are some texts at 52353. These are some good ideas. Monica, I've decided you're the expert today, so you get to decide ultimately. You're the final say. Well, we can plead our case to Monica if we want to keep one or swap one in. But
she doesn't like people to talk to her.
Right. Or listening. Or topics. Monica's just like stories. That's it. There's one. One topic. Well, stories.
I think
stories.
It could be, you can tell any story just the way you tell it. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's really true. What it is.
Yeah, and that's actually, I have a suggestion. Here's some text, 52353. There's a couple along the same lines here. Deanna in Roanoke, Sarah in Christiansburg, a couple others. They all deal with trips to the doctor or injuries or health problems. That's a good one.
Well, I kind of want to know sometimes.
That's the thing. Monica wants that.
I'm kind of into that.
Oh, it's the one topic she tells.
Yeah, Monica wants you to share when you've been hurt. But it
depends on how you say it and how you tell it. Like, if it's, you know, down and really depressing. Most
people can't tell a good story anyway.
Well, that's the thing. And you know what? I would like to float. That's my suggestion, is we have to get one of these out, because I think the topic of funny stories should be in here because no one knows how to tell them. That's the worst topic. Anytime someone says, I've got a really funny story, just run. Run away, because they don't have a funny story because they're not good at telling that story in the first place. We're the professionals, and we get it right about 17% of the time. So everybody else, forget it. So funny stories is a potential one. Yeah, health just keeps coming up. How miserable someone is at their job. That's another one.
Yeah. We saw one about youth sports, but we'll just put kids under that. But
I feel like that counts
youth
as kids.
Sports is that's a boring topic. Because really, that sport doesn't matter at that moment.
Oh, I know. And people get to talking about some game that their kid was at. They're like, they're 8 years old. They're not even technically supposed to keep score. it was 4-3. No, it wasn't. It was to you, gym class hero.
The scoreboard was off.
Though there is this one game my son was... All right, forget it.
Here we go. See, there you go. There you go. Some baseball game.
But it was a soccer game, and I know how to tell a story. I'm not going to tell it, but yeah. So I almost feel like pets or kids... I feel like we get rid of pets.
No! I'm tired of hearing about it.
Well, I know, but...
That needs to stay up there.
But you know what? Those people always say, my pets are my kids, so we can just put it...
No,
in
we can take fantasy football off, because having football this season may be fantasy anyway.
That's true.
Oh, that's true. Oh, that was
sad. You know it hurt for me to say it.
That hurt. Yeah, I can feel the pain.
Yeah.
No, pets has to stay up there.
Okay.
Monica, please.
Right. So your potential... Yes, right, I feel it. It's fantasy football, it's pets, it's kids, it's customer service. Your potentials are people's general ailments and sicknesses, or funny stories in general as well. I present those to you, the queen. What say you?
See, I think that if we take off customer service and put funny stories.
Oh, but customer service is so bad.
But it's funny stories. Oh, funny stories comes from everybody.
I would rather be on the hold. On hold,
yes,
of
please,
customer
service. Give me the music. Give me the whole music. Tell me what number in the line I am. That it's a longer wait time because of the pandemic. I'm okay. Tell me that. You never said it was funny.
I always need some hold music. Do you have any hold music?
Yeah, just let me bop my hand. I'll do a freestyle to it. Sing your last text. Man. I'll do it on the hold music to Sprint.
Okay, please hold while we come up with the answer.
We got it.
Okay, so what are our final four there, Monica? What do we have?
Okay, so we have pets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we have the kids. Yep. We have funny stories.
Okay.
And what was the other one?
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
So, okay. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Boy, and what we learned above all else is Antoine really hates your pets.
I'm just saying. There's never been a good story in the history of stories about pets. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know, I almost go back to the Monica theory on this. There's never been a good story in the history of stories. Stories.
That's true, too.
It's just one giant face on the Monday Mount Rushmore. Stories.